oftentimes we, from my observation, we in my own life, we feel like quitting for one of two reasons. There may be more, but one of two reasons. Either we've been believing and trusting for something for a while, and from the natural, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. It will happen if you will press in and if you will stay the course. But it seems like it won't happen. It may have been 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever it is. I'm not saying it has to take that long, but you got to be willing to stand for as long as it takes to see it come to pass. The other reason, well, okay, I'm listening. Okay. The other reason that you're tempted to quit, you're going along just fine, you're doing well, you're believing God, and then bam, something shows up out of nowhere that just rocks your world, shakes you to the core, and you can't believe. You've been believing God faithfully. You've put all you've had into it. How could this possibly happen to me, a believer? The adversary, the devil, the enemy, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may desire. He wants to shake you out of your faith. He wants to rattle you out of your position. He wants to take you away from the direction that God has you going, because you are about, woo, you are just on the brink of receiving everything you've been believing God for, and he wants to do everything he can to stop you in your tracks, because he knows once you get there, you will be a testimony, you will be a pillar, you will be a light to the world to show how awesome God is. Woo! There is no more quitting me. I don't know about you. Ooh, there is no more quit in me. Not an ounce left. I press to enter in, to enter into the rest. I get to rest because God is taking good care of me. No good thing will he withhold from me. He takes care of all of my needs. He supplies everything. Therefore, I rest. I press into the rest. Thank you, Father.